This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The Senate will come to order. Welcome back. The prayer today will be led by Pastor Craig Wexler from the Lutheran Memorial Church, and the page leading us in the pledge is... Now, where I lost it. It's right there. It's James Lust the Fourth.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we pray that your countenance be placed upon us as we endeavor into the work of the state over these next couple of months. We pray that your compassionate heart be placed within us as we strive to listen to our peers, as we listen and converse with our neighbors in this space. We pray that your word of truth be placed into our mouths when you call upon us to open them, as we speak to the necessities of those who have elected us into these positions to be their voices. And most of all, we pray for humility to serve rather than to be served. You have stated to the world, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. You have also taught us that what it means to lead is to serve others first and foremost. As faithful leaders of the state, guide us to our knees of servitude as we serve the people, as we lead the people, as we legislate for the people. Thank you, Lord, for this day as a gift. Now let us begin your work. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll. Oh, as you were. Our doctor of the day today is Dr. Rob Allison. Dr. Allison has practiced internal medicine at Avera Medical Group for 21 years. He received his medical degree and completed his internal medicine residency at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. He was a primary physician representative on Governor Rounds and Governor Dugard's primary care task force. Please help me welcome Dr. Allison as our doctor of the day. Thank you for being here. We'll now move to certification of Senate members by the Secretary of State. Unless there are any objections, we will place the Secretary of State certification of members of the Senate for the 2019 legislative session in the record without reading. We'll move now to the oath of office administered to the senators that did not take the oath last Saturday. The oath is administered by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Yeah, welcome back. You know, somehow my book got turned to 2019.
I was wondering when he said last Saturday.
Yeah. So, boo. Okay, we will now administer the oath of the office to our three new senators. Oath it is administered by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Dave Gilbertson.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Would the three appointees please approach the podium? Are the three of you ready to take the oath at this time as a senator of the state of South Dakota? If so, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of Senator.
The duties of Senator.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And I have not knowingly.
And I have not knowingly.
Or intentionally.
Or intentionally.
Paid or contributed anything.
Paid or contributed anything.
Or made any promise.
Or made any promise.
In the nature of a bribe.
In the nature of a bribe.
To directly or indirectly.
To directly or indirectly.
Influence any vote.
Influence any vote.
At the election.
At the election.
At which I was chosen.
Chosen.
To fill said office.
Fill said office.
And have not accepted.
And have not accepted.
Nor will I accept.
Nor will I accept.
Or receive.
Or receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Any money.
Any money.
Pass. Pass. Or any other valuable thing.
Or any other valuable thing.
From any corporation.
From any corporation.
Company or person.
Company or person.
For any vote.
For any vote.
Or influence.
Or influence.
I may give or withhold.
I may give or withhold.
On any bill or resolution.
On any bill or resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or appropriation.
Or for any other official act.
Or for any other official act.
Congratulations, you are now senators.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Castleberry, Kerr, Duhamel, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heinert, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Colbeck, Lake, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nessebe, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Russ, Russell, Schoenbeck, Shane Fish, Smith, Soholt, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Communications.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Governor has been notified that the Legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications she may desire to transmit, and that the Governor is ready to appear before the joint session to deliver her message. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the arrangements have been made for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive the message of the Governor, and that the Senate and the House will convene in joint session in the Chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 p.m. January 14, 2020, that the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session, that the Justices of the Supreme Court and the elective and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session, that when the message of the Governor has been received, the joint session is dissolved, that the message of the Governor be printed in the Senate Journal. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that arrangements have been made for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive a message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the Chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m. January 15, 2020, that the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session, that the Justices of the Supreme Court, the Governor, and elected and official and appointed officials of state government be invited to attend the joint session, that when the message of the Chief Justice has been received, the joint session is dissolved, that the message of the Chief Justice be printed in the Senate Journal. Also, Mr. President, Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that arrangements have been made for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message of the State of the Tribes from a tribal chairman, and that the Senate and House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m. January 16, 2020, that the President of the Senate preside over the joint session and the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session, that the justices of the Supreme Court, the governor, and elective and appointed officials of state government be invited to attend the joint session, that when the message of the tribal chairman has been received, the joint session be dissolved, that the message of the tribal chairman be printed in the Senate Journal.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Langer moves that the Senate do now proceed with the organization of the Senate.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved.
Senator Langer moved Kay Johnson be elected Secretary of the Senate for the 95th legislative session.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Blair?
Yes.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamek?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Einert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer? Steinhauer?
Excused.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Excused.
Okay. And Youngberg?
Aye.
And Sutton was excused?
Sutton.
Oh.
Aye.
Thank you. Sorry.
Announce the vote.
34 yeas, 2 excused. I'm sorry, 1. Who is the second one excused? I hit the wrong button. Steinhauer? Okay. Excused. Okay. The vote is 33 yeas, 2 excused.
The motion having received a majority of members elect is hereby declared passed. The oath of office will be administered by the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Are you ready to take your oath at this time as Secretary of the Senate?
Yes.
Would you raise your right hand and repeat after me? I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of Secretary of the Senate.
The duties of Secretary of the Senate.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And that I have not knowingly.
And that I have not knowingly.
Or intentionally.
Or intentionally.
Paid or contributed anything.
Paid or contributed anything.
Or made any promise.
Or made any promise.
In the nature of a bribe. To directly or indirectly influence,
to directly or indirectly influence
any vote
at the election
of which I was chosen
to fill said office
and have not accepted
nor will I accept
or receive
directly or indirectly
any money
pass
or any other valuable thing from any corporation
company or person
for any vote or influence
I may give or withhold
on any bill or resolution
or appropriation
or for any other official act.
Or for any other official act.
Congratulations.
Thank you, I think.
We'll move now to the reading of the President Pro Tem's appointments of employees, interns, and pages. Unless there is an objection, we will waive the reading of the appointments of the employees of the Senate for the 95th legislative session. And the oath of office, again, will be administered by David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. If you would all want to come forward and line up here in the front, all our pages, interns, and employees.
And after you've signed your oaths, please return them to Carol.
Okay, everybody in? All right, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota,
the Constitution of the State of South Dakota,
and will faithfully discharge the duties of my office. So help me God. Congratulations. I think that's it for me and then, isn't it?
Right. Okay. I think so.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
I guess I'll see you this afternoon.
And while they're signing their or returning their oaths to Carol, I just want to remind you that we have someone in the chambers to help you with your computers or any kind of technological issues. Bob, do you want to stand up? Bob Gill, if you need him, go like this or send a page over and he'll help you.
Madam Secretary.
Senator Langer moves that the permanent joint rules of the 94th legislative session and the recommended changes to those joint rules for the 95th legislative session, as adopted on March 2019, be adopted as the temporary joint rules for the 95th legislative session.
Right. Comments on that motion? Seeing no comments, the question being on Senator Langer's motion that the permanent rules of the 94th legislative session with the recommended changes for those joint rules for the 95th legislative session be adopted as adopted on March 2019 be adopted as a temporary rules for the 95th legislative session. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Yes.
I don't know what happened, but. Yeah, because it.
New vote.
That's what I did.
Okay.
Just wait till we have all the bill drafts on the computers.
Wouldn't you know, I was the first one to mess up.
I already messed up.
Okay. Okay. So, then I put new vote.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Then voting.
We'll try this again. Senator Blair. Okay, Senator Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster. Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Auden.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shanefish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer is excused. Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Wismer is excused. Youngberg.
Aye.
Blair.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
The motion, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed.
Oh, okay. And now save. I'm just saying, with this new system, if everybody just votes yes, it would be a lot easier for me. Okay. Senator Langer moved that the permanent rules of the Senate for the 94th legislative session be adopted as a temporary Senate rules for the 95th legislative session.
Comments on that motion? Hearing no comments, all those in favor of that motion vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
And then I do voting. Or do vote.
I think it's vote at all. And then you put that Senate description in there.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Auden.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Brush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shanefish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer. Excused. Sutton.
Aye.
White. Wick.
Aye.
Wismer. Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
The motion, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed.
Senator Langer moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 15th, the second legislative day.
Second.
All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Langer moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a committee of four on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House.
Comments on that motion? All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. That committee will be comprised of Senators Kamak, Blair, and Wismer. Appointments of standing committee, unless there is objection, we will waive the reading of the President Pro Tem's appointments of standing committees for 2020 and place them on the record. First reading of Senate bills.
For those of you that are new, if this looks funny, there's a requirement in the statute that we read these bills, the bill titles, out loud in open session, but they're all online, so we're going to take the liberty of all four of us reading at the same time, fast. Senate Bill 1, provide for the use of electronic communication in the involuntary commitment process and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 2, require the Department of Social Services to fully support a statewide centralized resource information system. Senate Bill 3, revise certain provisions regarding documents of the legislature. Senate Bill 4, provide for the designation of an appropriate regional facility by the Department of Social Services. Senate Bill 5, provide immunity for qualified mental health professionals at appropriate regional facilities. Senate Bill 6, revise certain conditions under which presumptive probation may be applied. Senate Bill 7, revise the eligibility for presumptive probation. Senate Bill 8, revise certain provisions regarding insurance holding companies. Senate Bill 9, repeal the Department of Labor and Regulations retirement plan and to transfer plan members and funds to the South Dakota retirement system. Senate Bill 10, revise certain provisions regarding cosmetology licensees. Senate Bill 11, revise certain provisions regarding third-party insurance plan administrators. Senate Bill 12, revise certain provisions regarding community licensure in the technical professions. Senate Bill 13, revise certain educational requirements for the practice of barbering. Senate Bill 14, revise certain registration requirements for motor vehicles, motorcycles, snowmobiles, trailers, and semi-trailers. Senate Bill 15, revise certain provisions regarding the retention of motor vehicle title documents by the Department of Revenue. And Senate Bill 16, make an appropriation to reimburse certain health care professionals who have complied with the requirements for certain health care recruitment assistance programs and to declare an emergency. Okay.
Announcements.
No, we have to announce it.
As you were. Not used to seeing bill assignments. Senator Greenfield.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm late to the punch. We did have three former legislators here. I would mention that my first term in office, I served on appropriations with Representative Mike Derby, and he was here. He was taking pictures on the floor and then was up in the gallery. And also former Speaker Rex Haig was up there. But I would mention that 16 years ago, when I sat where Senator White is, across from me where Senator Kamak is, was Senator Michael LaPointe, who is also here in the gallery today. He's from Mission, and I'd like to welcome back my friend Michael LaPointe, Senator.
Any other personal privileges?
I will read the bill assignments for the Senate. Joint Committee on Appropriation gets Senate Bill 16 and Senate Bill 17. Senate Ag and Natural Resources gets Senate Bill 22 and 24. Senate Commerce and Energy gets Senate Bill 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 23, 28, 29. Senate Health and Human Services gets Senate Bill 1, 2, 4, 5, 18, 19, and 20. Senate Judiciary gets Senate Bill 6, 7, 25, 26, 27. Senate Retirement Laws gets Senate Bill 9. Senate State Affairs gets Senate Bill 3. Senate Taxation gets Senate Bill 14, 15, and 21. Announcements. I will announce that we have a joint session at 2 o'clock in the House chambers. 1 o'clock, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, see, I'm getting all this out of the way the first day for... I'll never make a mistake the rest of the session. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. After that joint session and the State of the State address, we will have Senate Legislative Procedure in room 413 at 2:50, and then we will have joint Legislative Procedure at 3, again in room 413. Thank you.
Other announcements? Madam Secretary. Senator Wick.
Joint Committee on Appropriations meets for a staff briefing at 7:30, and we start with agencies right away at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, 3:62.
So you new members, if you want a riveting experience, go sit in on appropriations. Any other announcements? Senator Russell.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Judiciary Committee will have an informational meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and we will have with us the Lawrence County State's Attorney, John Fitzgerald, and the Brown County State's Attorney, Chris White, give an informational briefing at that time.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Madam Secretary. Well, I'm sorry, Senator Monroe.
Thank you. There'll be no taxation meeting tomorrow, obviously. What?
Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Curd moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All in favor of that motion say aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Session is adjourned.